So I mentioned yesterday, last time, that when we were in yeshiva in Passaic, so we had a mesiba in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein came to speak, and he was speaking about his shver, Rabbi Yashiv. Besides speaking about Rabbi Yashiv, he also spoke about Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum, and he said over the following maisa. He said that when Rabbi Shmuel was coming to America, so they were coming from Shanghai, and they were coming to America. They landed in San Francisco, all the Gedolim, Reb Aaron and Reb Shmuel, they all landed in that whole boatload, landed in San Francisco. They realized this is not the place to be, and they head east. So as they're on the boat, you were only allowed on the boat one belonging. So everyone bought like one suitcase, whatever. So Shmuel Birnbaum brought a shtender. That was his belonging. And he sat with the shtender, with the luggage, downstairs for 2 weeks in the boat. And he didn't come up. And he brought him some food, and he sat learning, sitting on the suitcases with the shtender for 2 weeks straight. They said, finally, they were arriving, getting close. And they went to go get Reb Shmuel. And he said, Rebbe, you should come up now. We're almost landing anyway. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see the Golden Gate Bridge. This is one of the most famous bridges in the world. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, you'll see the Golden Gate Bridge. Come up now. So he said, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to give up seeing the Golden Gate Bridge to continue learning. When else am I going to be able to have the start that I gave up seeing the Golden Gate Bridge to continue learning? Right? So when everyone else is doing something out there, you know, so I'm not just coming to the shir, I'm giving up, you know, the party out there to go to the shir. Even better. Okay, so he says over here like this. He says a very interesting machshav. He says, "Pa'amim she'adam maskel leilech b'derech hayashin." There are times when a person started off on the right way. He was going good. He was going straight. Va'achakach pirish mipnei shekasha loy me'oy. And then he stopped because it became too difficult. V'hu misra'im al Hashem. And he has tainas on Hashem. You told me, Hashem, that when I start, you're going to give me siyata d'shmaya. So why am I not getting siyata d'shmaya? Why is it still hard for me? I thought I'm going to start. I'll put a little effort, and then you're going to take me the rest of the way. What's going on? Why didn't I have siyata d'shmaya on this? You know what happened? Who be'atz mekilko? He messed himself up. Why? He didn't plan himself out. He didn't do the right ishtalos. So what he did was, he came off and said, okay, Hashem, I'm ready. I'm learning 20 hours today. Now, yesterday, I barely cracked a sefer. And the day before, I didn't even know what a sefer was. Right? So now, no, that's it. I'm learning 20 hours today. I heard the story about Rishon Birnbaum. I'm going in 2 weeks with a shtender into the shed. Right? So then after about, he hacks it out for the first hour. After the next, you know, 20 minutes into the second hour, he's like, I got to get out of here, right? So he says, Hashem, what's going on? You told me I got siyata d'shmaya. So he says, it's true you get siyata d'shmaya, but you got to get yourself a plan. You got to be realistic in your plan. You have to create yourself a plan, and then Hashem will take away the things which will come in the way and remove you from the plan. But your plan has to be realistic. Hashem is not going to, you know, fly you to the moon. Hashem is going to take your plans. Oh, this guy's a real plan. This guy really wants to do it. He thought it through. He decided. Now, what could happen? A tirda could come in your way. Chas v'shalom, something could happen. Something from the outside could come break it. Right? You get distracted. You could lose the money. You could, you know. So he's trying. He has a good idea. He has a plan that works for him. Hashem will protect you from the things which will come in the way to ruin your plan, but you got to have a plan. That's what he says. He says, this is from a pasuk in Mishnah. He says, Yivelis Adam Tisalev Darkoi. He says, the foolishness of the person messes up his derech. Val Hashem Yizaf Libo, yet he's angry about it. He's angry at Hashem. No, it doesn't work though. You got to have a realistic plan. Having a realistic plan sometimes is more work than just, you know, jumping in, right? jumping in with Siyata Dishmaya is great, but it's not, it doesn't work that way. Okay? Interesting idea. Okay? In Yud Aleph, he starts introducing a new concept. He starts with the Gemara in Sukkah, and it says, Hatamul Chacham Tzar Shmir Yaseir Mietzer Hara Mipreshe Boy Misgar B'Yoyser. This is one of these concepts that at first glance you think about it, it's hard to understand. But he says here, and it's a Gemara in Yuma, it's a Gemara in Sukkah, that the Yetzahara hangs around or tries to get tzaddikim more than Rishon. Why? Because the Yetzahara doesn't have to work that hard to get Rishon. Right? He has the Rishon. So he doesn't have to, you know, he sends like, you know, the lower end of the staff to try to get the Rishon. He doesn't send his top people to get the Rishon. The Rishon are in his pocket already anyway. But he's got to work on the topic. In other words, let's take it in a realistic way. A Rasha doesn't, the amount of a taiva that it would take to get him to do something is very little, right? Because he's never battled anything. So his battlefield is so low, and so the amount of connection that he has to spirituality is so minimal that for him to continue in his way is not a big deal. But by a tzaddik, he's so against nature, right? The nature of a person is not like they're only going to sleep 2 hours a night. The nature of a person is not to go and do all these things that the tzaddikim do. So they're in a very fragile position, because they could be dislodged from their position very easily because they're constantly fighting against nature. A person that created that way naturally. So they're constantly fighting. So the Yetzer Hara, the Talmud Chacham, to maintain his level, needs greater Shemira than for the Rasha to go up a little bit. Right? So you think to yourself, what's harder? For Chaim Kanievsky to do what he did yesterday, to do that today? Or for a guy, you know, a regular, you and I, a regular person, to go do a little bit more? So he's saying it's hard for Chaim Kanievsky theoretically, because his avoida is on such a higher level than our avoida that really every day is a new nisayon. It's so unnatural. It's so against teva that it's very fragile. And a minute shift over there, you know, is much more of a nisayon. Okay, so that's what he said. But he says, but eventually he says it's not true. So maybe my example is not good about Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is not a good example. I'm the chayzer from that. You know, he's talking about two people that are basically trying to shtag, but eventually he says the following. And this is why some people never follow through with their thoughts to shtag. Look, I heard the shmooze. I heard that to keep the level so hard, why bother? That's only when you first begin. So again, he says you have a special shmir from Yitzhar. This is not like other things we've said. That a tzaddik, I don't know how this stems with everything else we've said, to be honest with you. Because we've always said that a tzaddik has a Yetzahara till the end of his life and never gives up or whatever. But I just think he means that the Torah itself, he has such a level of Torah that he has a built-in shmira. The gam ein tzarich lekanes the kedusha b'doichak. The gam, this is very interesting. The gam yuchal likpoit bekal mi madrega l'madrega. So this is the connection to the ice before. The ice before talked about someone when they're first beginning is not allowed to say, I want to jump levels. You got to go one darg at a time. But a big tzaddik who has a lot of Torah, the Torah, aside from the Shmir from Averis, gives the person the right to say, I'm going to the next level. Hashem, that's it. I have Torah. Torah is a catapult. And Torah is allowed to catapult me to a level that is not necessarily the next step. I'm allowed to jump a step or two once you have Torah. That's what he says. So, that's what he said. He says he's not going to. Yeah, but I don't think that's the cleric one. It's really. Because no, that's not. Yeah, but in the Tezayin here, he says that this is learned out of a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, "Belechtecha lo yetzer tzaadecha." When you go, you will not have a problem with your bim tarut, and if you run, lo tikasha, you will not fall. So he says, "Shlo litpoitz lamal min adagra shemroi loy." This is what Tzar Yagin love mehachel. Bim tarut mejerim lo tikasha shlo tipa machmaze. Yeah, in other words, there's a question here. What does the goy mean? Why does the fact that he has Torah allow him to go from level to level? So some say it means more like he can jump from level to level. But you're right. Probably what it means is that since he has Torah and Torah catapults him, so he will consistently be growing because he knows how to take himself up without skipping steps. It's the opposite. Some say it's just the opposite. But regardless, what the Goyim keeps on doing here is, the way the Sefer set up is, it's not just random pieces. He's building up a concept. You know, so at the beginning of the week, we were talking about the concept where you give a little space to the Yetzer Hara, he takes over. You stop doing mitzvahs, he takes over. Slowly, he goes in that direction. Then he starts shifting gears and says, okay, that's in that side. What about on the other side? So in the other side, he said, don't try to, then he starts saying, well, if you do nothing, you're going to go down. Now he's talking about going up. And he says, in going up, there's also a strategy how to go up. You got to do it slow. You got to realize you have to have a strategy, right? That's what he said in the first thing. You have to have a strategy. You can't just rely on Sat and Dishmai. Second of all, you got to go step by step. Don't think that you're going to jump levels. It doesn't work that way. And if you have Torah, the Torah should be the foundation of your growth. And at the foundation of your growth, Torah will direct the person to, you know, the how to, if the Torah is at the foundation of the growth, the Torah will direct the person and ensure that his growth is being done step by step in a continuous way. And that's why, we bring on the bottom here, then beginning with the Mesillas Yesharim, the first step is Torah. Torah may be the day Zahiris. The Torah at the core is the thing which allows the person consistent and constant growth. And this is our Chaim Volozhiner Dikka concept, you know, that we've been learning. The Torah has to be, you know, at the core of it all. Okay? To the point where he says in the next ice, which again, the next ice is also a little bit Tzarech Bir with what we learned before. But he says, Chol atach bulois shel hamidois. Any strategy that I give you about how to have good midos, you have to do it with a strategy. Like I'm telling you, you have to have a strategy. You got to do it with the midos specifically. Which is basically the point of Masechtas Avos. How to strategize your midos. That's only with someone that doesn't have the Torah as the focal point of their life. But they're isik primarily in Torah. Of a kol isik, but Torah l'shma. Once a person is involved in learning Torah Lishma, Zoichu L'Dvarim Harbe, that itself will give him a gift, U'mabashta and Avavir, that itself will give him the Midas. Hold on. Till now we were saying, remember the Goyim said before, that if you don't have good Midas, then the Torah is like rain. It will make whatever's in you produce. It will bring out the bad Midas. And here he's saying, no, if you have Midas, if you have Torah, don't worry about Midas. Midas will come automatically. So there's a little bit of a contradiction. So the idea is, I think what he's stressing here is that it's dafka Torah l'shma. Dafka Torah with the purest intention. If a person has the purest intention of, you know, so that automatically builds in the person a tremendous amount of anava and achna. Right? Why is he learning? He's learning only for, he's not keeping himself in the equation. Right, by definition, he's taking himself out of the equation and saying, I'm doing this for the Torah, I'm doing this for Hashem, the highest level of Lishma. That exercise of being Mevatel oneself to the Torah itself will bring on Midas. So if a person learns either with bad intentions or power of intentions, so then he's got to work on Midas. That's what he said till now. Now he's telling me there's another way to grow with Torah Lishma. And Torah Lishma itself will produce his midas. Okay? So he's building us up. He's building us up over here. Now, some of this concept comes from the Gemaras in Bava Basra. We'll learn next week. He has two Gemaras in Bava Basra over here that, Megalot us a lot of things. It's interesting stuff. All right. We'll see you next week. Have a good Shabbos.
Yeah,
Sunday's the first night of Hanukkah, but I think we can learn.
Yeah.
Okay. If there's any change, let us know.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Be-